In order to get you to that life-flipping speech, we got to start before your beginning. 12 years before, in 1970. It was then, at an InterVarsity Christian Fellowship conference called Urbana 70, that the man and woman who would become your mom and dad had their lives flipped. For the first time ever, the second night of this very big deal evangelical summit for college kids would be dedicated to Black theology. What on earth is Black theology, you might be wondering? Well, your parents, Carol and Larry, were wondering too. It's part of the reason they decided to even go, independent of each other, to Urbana 70. They'd heard that this really groovy band called Soul Liberation would be playing, and that the headlining preacher for Black Theology Night was this guy named Tom Skinner. At that point, Skinner, a Harlem-born former gang member and the son of a Baptist preacher, which sounds like an oxymoron, I know, was growing in popularity as a champion of this thing called Black Liberation Theology. Your mom's introduction to Skinner's work was one of happenstance. She had a college classmate who happened to be Skinner's baby brother. And your dad stumbled into the guy's teachings after taking a college course that opened his eyes to a lot of stuff he hadn't noticed about the Black experience in the United States. He was trying to reconcile the stuff he'd learned with a Christian faith that didn't seem to fit. Both of your parents had read a couple of Tom Skinner's books, and both were hungry to learn more, because the way this Skinner guy spoke about the connection between faith and freedom seemed to call out to something deep inside of them. Back to the conference. Soul Liberation was up first. The band swayed on the stage, rocking colorful dashikis, and all the members had afros that stood on top of their heads like fists raised in solidarity. There were 12,000 college students in the crowd that night, but only about 500 were Black, and just about all of them had surged to the front of the arena so they would be close to the stage. As Soul Liberation played, the air in the arena shifted. There were no choir robes or choral hymns. The space filled instead with booming drums and heavy bass, with songs like Power to the People and Put on the Whole Armor. Soon, thousands of white students were on their feet, grooving and swaying and singing along. Every chord and every word seemed to be prepping the crowd for what Skinner would say. His keynote, after all, was titled The U.S. Racial Crisis and World Evangelism, which everyone knew, because it was printed in the Urbana 70 program. And then there he was, Black suit, white shirt, red tie, brown skin. He began not with platitudes or verses of scripture or words of encouragement. There, in front of 500 Black students and 12,500 white ones, Skinner opened his keynote sermon with a deep dive into the history of racism. And your parents spent the next 50-something minutes having their entire separate worlds turned upside down. Skinner reframed their beliefs around a man he called a radical revolutionary, a man who he said spoke to the issue of enslavement and injustice and inequality. Skinner said that any gospel that does not want to go to where people are hungry and poverty-stricken and set them free was not the gospel from the holy book your parents looked to for guidance in their lives. He dropped the proverbial mic with the last line. The liberator has come. The liberator had come. The last line pulsated through the crowd. Students practically leapt out of their seats. So what does this have to do with you? Well, it completely shifted your parents' paradigms, modified their individual missions. They figured out a way to fit together their faith and their fight for the liberation of Black people. In the two decades prior, the 1950s and 1960s, people like Malcolm X, Fannie Lou Hamer, and Stokely Carmichael, all anti-racist, had been confronting segregationists and assimilationists. We'll get to what those are shortly. They'd started a movement for Black solidarity, Black cultural pride, and Black economic and political power and agency, the Black Power Movement.